Have you ever noticed an ad pop-up that felt like it was just for you? Almost reads your mind.
Oh, definitely.
Or, on the flip side, maybe you've seen one that was so completely off base, you wonder, like, who are they even trying to reach?
Right. It makes you scratch your head sometimes.
Well, that fascinating, sometimes, let's be honest, frustrating dance between a brand and us, the consumers, that's exactly what this deep dive is all about today.
It really is. It's those often invisible forces driven by data that are shaping our purchasing world. So we're going to explore that intersection where information meets audience.
Yeah, figuring out how brands pinpoint exactly who to talk to with the right message and crucially at precisely the right moment.
Exactly. All for maximum impact, maximum campaign success.
And to guide us through this, our primary source today comes straight from M1 Data and Analytics. We've been digging into their insights, especially from reports like Aligning Data and Audience, and also their consumer data trends and marketing strategies for 2024.
Yeah, they're really insightful, not just a sort of high-level blueprint. It's packed with, surprising details on the actual practical steps involved.
And the big picture shifts too, right? The things fundamentally changing how companies connect with us.
Absolutely. So our mission today is really to unpack the sophisticated methods behind truly effective marketing. We want you to walk away, not just informed about how this happens.
Really understanding it.
Right. Understanding the seismic consumer shifts happening right now that make these data-driven approaches, well, absolutely crucial. You'll get a real shortcut to being well-informed on what's shaping your everyday buying experience.
Okay, so let's jump right in. M1 Data really emphasizes this idea that the entire success of a marketing campaign hinges on reaching the right audience with the right message at the right time. It sounds, well, deceptively simple, doesn't it? What's the biggest barrier companies face in actually making that happen effectively?
Well, that's where this concept of data alignment comes in. And it's far more complex than just grabbing a lot of information. It's the process of bringing together all sorts of different, often messy data sets. Think of it like taking a million scattered puzzle pieces,
Okay.
demographic info like age and location, psychographic insights that tells you about values, lifestyles, and then behavioral data showing past purchases, online
All
actions.
these different bits.
Exactly. And fitting them together to create one cohesive, highly accurate view of the target audience. The real insight here isn't just about collecting more data.
It's the
It's
quality.
about the quality of the connections you make between those disparate points. That's the key.
So for brands, this really means moving beyond just assumptions, right?
Yeah.
And genuinely understanding who their customers are, what they actually want, and crucially, how they behave online and offline.
Precisely.
And M1 Data achieves this through, you said, sophisticated data integration techniques. They're not just looking at one slice, they're merging everything to build like a comprehensive customer profile, almost a 360-degree view.
Exactly. It's a great way to put it. A 360-degree view. And they've refined this into a very clear sort of step-by-step approach. It all starts with data collection and integration.
Okay, where does it all come from?
Well, M1 Data pulls info from a vast array of sources, everything from social media activity, online search behavior, purchase histories, you name it.
Wow, okay.
This diverse collection is what ensures that holistic view of the consumer, because without that breadth, you're often missing key pieces of the puzzle.
That makes sense. And then comes a step that's, absolutely critical, but probably one we as consumers never really see: data cleansing and enrichment.
Oh, hugely important, often overlooked.
So once all that raw data is collected, it goes through this rigorous process, removing inaccuracies, getting rid of duplicate entries, like if someone typed their birth year wrong.
Exactly that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or, multiple entries for the same person. It gets fixed there. And I imagine that's quite a challenge, right? Given the sheer volume of data we're talking
That
about.
must be massive.
It really is the unsung hero of the whole process. Because you know the saying, bad data in, bad insights out.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out.
Precisely. So this cleansing is essential for maintaining data integrity, data reliability. Even a small error can skew your entire understanding of an audience.
Okay.
So after cleansing, the enriched data moves into segmentation and profiling. This is where it gets organized.
Making sense of it all.
Yeah. The data is segmented into distinct consumer groups based on shared characteristics, shared behaviors. These segments then form detailed customer profiles, and those profiles become the absolute foundation for any targeted marketing strategy.
Okay, so you collect it, clean it, group it. And this all builds to what M1 calls audience matching.
That's the aha moment, if you
Huh?
like.
Right. So with those detailed profiles ready, M1 Data uses advanced algorithms to match their clients' brands with the most relevant consumer segments.
Exactly. It means marketing efforts get directed precisely to those people who are most likely to actually engage with and respond to the brand's message. It's about precision, not just, you know, blasting it out there.
Not a shotgun approach. More like a laser beam.
A laser beam, exactly. And that precision truly translates into effective marketing campaigns in several key ways. First, personalized messaging.
Okay.
By understanding each segment's specific needs, their pain points, their desires, brands can develop messages that resonate really deeply.
So this means when you see an ad, it feels more relevant to you.
Correct. Which naturally increases engagement and ultimately conversion. It's the difference between being shouted at in a crowd and having someone speak directly to you.
Yeah, I get that. And it's not just what they say, but where they say it, right? That leads to optimal channel selection.
Spot on. Knowing where different audiences prefer to communicate. Is it email? Is it TikTok? Is it direct mail even? Or maybe newer platforms?
Wherever they are.
It allows brands to choose the most effective channels. They're not just throwing messages out there. They're putting them where you're most likely to see them and hopefully act on them.
Makes sense.
And finally, it's not a one and done thing. It's a continuous loop. Performance tracking and optimization.
Ah, okay. So they watch what happens.
Constantly. M1 Data provides ongoing monitoring analysis of campaign performance. By tracking key metrics, clicks, conversions, engagement, they can quickly identify what's working and, just as importantly, what isn't.
Allowing for real-time adjustments.
Exactly. Real-time adjustments, continuous optimization. It means campaigns are always improving, constantly learning and adapting based on how consumers are actually responding.
The advantages of this whole approach seem really clear, especially for the brands themselves. For instance, increased ROI, return on investment. That's a big one.
Huge. Targeted campaigns are simply more cost-effective. Why? Because they reduce wasted spend on audiences who just aren't interested. Every dollar, every pound works much, much harder.
Right. Less waste.
And interestingly, for you as a consumer, it can often lead to enhanced customer relationships.
How so?
Well, personalized marketing, when done well, can foster a stronger connection between the brand and the consumer. It can lead to greater loyalty. You know, when a brand seems to understand you, your needs.
It feels like they care.
It can feel like they genuinely care, yeah. Even if it's ultimately driven by data and algorithms, it builds a kind of affinity.
Interesting. And overall, this entire process leads to informed decision-making. For the brands, I mean.
Absolutely. These data-driven insights provide brands with a much clearer understanding of market trends, consumer behavior. Yeah. It enables them to make much smarter strategic choices.
So it's like having genuine foresight, almost.
Mm-hmm.
But built not on guesswork, but on solid data.
Precisely. Less gut feeling, more evidence.
Okay, now let's pivot a little. We've talked about how M1 does it, the process. But let's talk about why these methods are so critical right now. What are the big forces at play? The key consumer trends shaping marketing strategies in, say, 2024, that make this deep data alignment absolutely essential.
Well, one of the most significant, you really can't ignore it, is the rise of Generation Z.
Okay, Gen Z, born roughly mid-90s to early 2010s.
That's them. And they are a massive and incredibly influential consumer group. What's really fascinating about them is their unique preferences.
How so?
Well, they're digital natives, obviously. They grew up with this stuff. But they also strongly prefer authentic content over, say, highly polished ads.
Right. And they can sniff out fakeness.
They really can, and they're often deeply committed to social causes. So marketers must tailor campaigns to these characteristics to even get their attention, let alone resonate.
So it's not just about what they say they value.
Mm.
Their digital fluency makes them incredibly adept at seeing through anything inauthentic.
Absolutely. It's not just a preference. It's almost a skill they've honed.
That's a great point. And then there's the lasting impact of remote work. Obviously accelerated by the pandemic.
Yeah.
This huge behavioral shift led to a massive surge in demand for products, services supporting home offices, remote collaboration, online entertainment. What kind of unexpected opportunities did this open up for marketers?
Well, it completely shifted consumption patterns almost overnight. Brands that adapted quickly, the ones focusing on, say, productivity solutions, comfortable home goods, virtual experiences, they found immense new markets.
Because people's needs just changed.
Fundamentally, it's about recognizing that people's daily routines, their needs, have changed, maybe permanently in some ways, and tailoring campaigns to those evolving realities.
That makes perfect sense. Another critical factor we're seeing everywhere is the growing prioritization of sustainability and ethical consumption.
Oh, huge, yeah.
Consumers are increasingly voting with their wallets, right? Making purchasing decisions based on a brand's commitment to sustainability, ethical practices. How challenging is that for brands to genuinely integrate this into their marketing rather than just, you know, paying lip service or greenwashing?
It's a huge challenge because consumers, and Gen Z in particular, are highly attuned to greenwashing. They'll call it out.
They will.
So it means brands have to prioritize sustainability, integrate this messaging into campaigns, sure. But more importantly, they need to demonstrate it through their actual actions, their supply chains, their company policies.
So authenticity is key there too, not just in the message, but the whole operation.
Exactly. It has to be genuine through and through.
And kind of reinforcing our earlier point about data, we're seeing the widespread adoption of data-driven marketing for personalization.
Mm-hmm. It ties back in.
Technology now enables the collection of just vast amounts of consumer data, facilitating truly hyper-personalized campaigns.
It's personalization on steroids almost.
Yeah. This allows agencies like M1 to segment audiences incredibly precisely and deliver targeted, relevant messages across all channels, creating far more engaging experiences for you, the consumer. It almost feels like the internet is reading your mind sometimes, doesn't it?
It can certainly feel that way. It can be a bit eerie, actually.
Right, a bit.
And finally, we really can't ignore the continued power of influencer marketing and social commerce.
Still going strong.
Absolutely. Influencers remain a dominant force, profoundly shaping preferences, purchasing decisions. And at the same time, platforms like Instagram Shopping, TikTok's creator marketplace, they're fundamentally changing how consumers discover and buy products online.
Right. Buying directly within the app.
Exactly. So the strategy here for brands is twofold. Collaborate with the right influencers, authenticity matters there too, and optimize their social commerce strategies to meet consumers exactly where they are, seamlessly moving from discovery to purchase, often within seconds.
Okay, so connecting all these dots then.
Yeah.
The M1 approach, these big consumer trends.
Yeah.
What's the overarching message for marketers and really for, well, anyone in business today?
I think it's clear that the detailed data alignment processes, like the ones M1 Data uses, are directly addressing these major consumer trends we just discussed.
Have to, right.
They absolutely have to. Understanding Gen Z's preference for authenticity, for instance, absolutely requires that kind of detailed segmentation and personalized messaging you get from good data alignment. It's not just a nice to have anymore. It's table stakes.
Couldn't agree more. The critical importance of staying informed, staying adaptable. It just can't be overstated, can it?
No, absolutely not. The consumer landscape is constantly evolving. What worked last year, even last quarter, might not work today. This requires an ongoing pulse on these trends and, crucially, the agility to pivot rapidly based on deep insights derived from data.
And for you, the listener, wrapping your head around all this.
Yeah.
What does it all mean for you navigating the world?
Well, it means the world around you, your online experience, your shopping experience, it's all becoming increasingly personalized.
For better or worse sometimes.
For better or worse, yeah. But understanding how that personalization happens empowers you, I think. It helps you navigate it more effectively, whether you're simply a consumer making purchasing decisions or maybe someone trying to reach customers in your own business.
It gives you that deeper insight into the forces at play. Allows you to see behind the curtain, so to speak.
Absolutely. It transforms you from just a passive recipient into a more informed observer, maybe even a savvier participant. It gives you a distinct advantage.
And there you have it. We've taken a pretty deep dive today into how data-driven insights are really the backbone of effective marketing now.
Mm-hmm.
From that meticulous process of data alignment we talked about to understanding these seismic shifts in consumer behavior driven by Gen Z, remote work, that growing focus on sustainability.
Yeah, this exploration has really shown us that the future of marketing isn't just about reaching more people. It's about genuinely connecting with them on a deeply personal level.
Even if that connection is powered by algorithms and data points.
Even then, the feeling of connection is what matters to the consumer experience.
So here's a final thought to leave you with.
Mm-hmm.
As marketing becomes even more hyper-personalized in the years to come, pushing these boundaries further, what new ethical questions or maybe privacy considerations might arise for all of us?
That's the big question, isn't it? Where's the line?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to mull over as we navigate this increasingly customized world.